We have another guest here, which is Giulia Daniolo-Vallan. Hello, Giulia. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
We are kind of tired but happy, actually. And you are a member of the selection committee of the Venice Film Festival with a special attention to the American cinema and independent American cinema. Is it? Am I right?
Yes, I'm the independent and non-independent, I'm the American programmer. So beside my regular role in the selection committee, I attend with more focus to the American area, which means that I look for the films there. I keep the relationship with everyone there, you know, but both in the independent world and in the studio world. I think we like to do both.
And we are very happy that you do both, actually. How easy it is for you to get films for Venice, and how do you choose them?
It's easy and not easy. I think Venice has on its side a great affection on behalf of the filmmaker. So a good way for us to get a film is to get the filmmaker interested very early, which is something that I do anyway, because as a writer I have long-standing relationship with directors, and it is usually to our benefit if they are participating to the process, because being Venice a festival that favors filmmakers, they like to come here. It's more leisurely than Cannes. The film get a little bit more room, you know, breathing mm-hmm. space, and it's elegant, and it's not a little bit like a shopping mall experience, mm-hmm. like other festivals might be, and yeah. so that's part of the thing. It's not easy because the not easy part is that there are marketing logics, there are calendar logics, there are competing festivals, and so that's a little bit of a struggle.
And do you have a path that you follow in choosing the movies, or you just take what you get? I mean what you see. Or you're looking for a specific kind of movie sometimes?
Well, I'm not looking for a specific kind. I mean, ideally, you end up with a program that reflects the most what's the best of in a year, or you know, reflects multiple aspects of what's happening in cinema in a year in this particular area, or like you know other programmers do in other areas. With a festival like ours, it doesn't have a lot of slots. And it is so well known and needs world premiere. My first approach is to go after things that I know that I might be interested in, mm-hmm. you know. And then, yeah. of course, you also watch everything else and you hope for surprises. But there is an element in festivals like ours or Cannes where you do go to the known entities because you already have a liking there, and and you want things that are unique and surprising and daring and original, you know.
And how do you work with your other fellow members of the selection committee?
With the selection committee? Well, there are two things. I spend most of the year in New York, where I live. And so when I find things there, I send them, like some of the films this year, I send out very, very early, like Laurie Anderson's film we saw mm-hmm. At the end of April. Mm-hmm. We knew we wanted the film before Cannes, so it was that early. And in that case, I send things out with recommendation, and then there is a second part of the. And then certain things I see in Los Angeles when Alberto comes, and mm-hmm. those are screened for us. And sometimes they don't make it here. And then I come out in July, and I see things with everybody else. For the rest of the world, we have an internal streaming service mm-hmm. where a lot of the film get uploaded on, and so we have access. So even if I'm in the States, I can actually participate to the general selection, yeah.
And at the end of the selection, are there more movies that you choose, that you looked after to be selected, or more the one they got to the festival by themselves? They were just submitted like this without you knowing about it. Only you, Giulia, but you and all your other members.
I think it varies between country. With the States, most of things go through me simply because there is so much cinema produced there that you have to kind of skim through mm-hmm. Quite heavily, and there are a couple of things that come, and then you know, in the general, like with a box. A few years ago, this Italian filmmaker, Roberto Minervini. I had his, he sent a DVD with unmarked. Nobody knew who he was. It was very late at night. It was my last DVD of the day. I was so bored. I've seen 20 bad movies. And I put this thing on, and I couldn't turn it off because it was very good. And so sometimes you discover things that are like that.
Listen, Julia, you live in New York, so and you breathe American cinema there. So which is the new tendencies of American cinema? If there are any.
Yeah, well, there is, let's say, there is a bigger, I think there is a bigger differentiation than what I would like to see between studio films and non-studio films in terms actually high budget studio films and non studio films. I like them both, but it seems that they're very distant these days. And I think there is a very vital feel to the selection here. If you take the Laurie Anderson film, mm-hmm. you know, Heart of a Dog, that's reflective of how much visual arts have been penetrating cinema and how used people. You know, I was very surprised that the audience was so enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
because there was nobody left, which was weird.
It's incredible. This is a quote-unquote an art movie. You know, mm-hmm. it has very vague stories. You know, is that an essay film, and or something like Charlie Kaufman? You know, is mm-hmm. that's produced with crowdfunding? So all this vitality of people can get to be inventive in terms of production and distribution. I think that's exciting to me. You know, and I'm a believer in filmmakers and less script and more directing. But that's my taste.
That's your thing.
Yeah.
Last question: which are your favorites?
I don't think it would be
appropriate.
I don't think it would be appropriate.
But yeah, I mean, which were the which were the ones that you were happy they were selected among those that were not selected?
Oh, in general, I mean, not just for the U.S.
Yeah, no.
Not just from the U.S.
In general, I'm speaking. Generally speaking.
Well, I am happy that we had another Fred Wiseman documentary, and I'm delighted that, you know, a mainstream newspaper as Repubblica in Italy went to see a 3.5-hour documentary about community service in Queens, you know, which is actually a brilliant film about immigration and globalization. I was very happy we had that. I thought Charlie Kaufman and Laurie Anders are big thing for the festival. I like the other unusual film we have in competition, is a Chinese film, Behemoth. It hasn't screened yet, but is a visual artist. It doesn't come from narrative filmmaking. And this is sort of a semi-documentary about mines in Mongolia. That's a very interesting film. And I like, to me, that we have several filmmakers that are not, like, established festival filmmakers, mm-hmm. like Frenzy, the Turkish show.
Yeah.
It's very, very good. And I think he's made 2 or 3 movies. So I like that the selection projects a curiosity, you know, and reflects that there was some real work done into trying to see as many movies as possible, giving a chance even to filmmakers that are not that known.
Thank you very much for that.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.